Bob, any comments with regards to recommendations?
You've got a recommendation memo from staff here for follow-on commitments to Sigular Guff and to Oak Tree, both of these in the distressed real estate space. This is a follow-on from the memo that staff prepared back in May to talk about our budget for allocating to additional funds this year. In that memo, we laid out basically a scenario of we had about $60 million we could deploy to value add. That's been deployed now. We had up to $175 million that we felt we could comfortably deploy to distressed real estate, with the expectation that we would first look at these two funds, the follow-on funds, what we've already invested in. Staff's conducted the due diligence and may come back with a recommendation of allocating up to $80 million to Sigular Guff's Fund 2, follow-on from our last fund there, and up to $70 million to Oak Tree Real Estate Fund 6. Both have been successful investments, although very, very new investments. Sigular Guff, we took a chance on a tried-and-true firm that was moving into real estate, taking the process and moving it into real estate with Jim Coral coming on board. I think it's been a good experience thus far. We've seen them have access to some very unique properties at very attractive valuations in the first fund. There's no reason to believe that that would be different in the second fund. It's the same people, it's the same process. With Oak Tree, they're on Fund 6 now. They've been doing it a lot longer. It's a much larger organization. A very different approach, but both playing in this distressed real estate space. When we look at distressed real estate, what we're looking at is the possibility of some owners still not being above water on some of these properties, so they're being traded at somewhat discounted prices. And the theme that you'll hear from both managers is if they can acquire the properties at the right prices, everything else will kind of take care of itself. You can charge lower rents, you can fill up your buildings, and you can sell it on to the core real estate market fairly easily. The internal discussions between Chi-Chi and myself and our investment managers, this will probably be the last chance we have to invest in distressed real estate for a period of 3 to 5 years. This is probably the last bite at the apple. Everything's recovering. We want exposure to distressed real estate and the attractive term profile it brings. This is probably, I won't say now or never, but this looks like the opportune moment that's somewhat.
On that note, I mean, how much is left in the market of distressed real estate that we, Sigular or Oak Tree, could invest in? Are we looking at a chance of a high return, or can they meet their target?
I believe they can meet their target. I think this will probably be a lower return in the end than their prior funds. I mean, if you're buying properties in 2009, you can't help but make a tremendous return, and both firms will. They can be in the market today and still get attractive returns. It's not going to be, I wouldn't expect to see a 20% return from these investments. We underwrote to a mid-teens. I think both firms are saying high teens. Great if they can get it, but if we can underwrite to a mid-teens return, and I think what we were thinking about internally was like a 15% rate of return. If we can get to that 15% rate of return, that's what we internally are comfortable with, and we think that's still doable today. If you're purchasing properties in 2 and 3 years, with this strategy? Probably not. We're probably back to more, take that more development risk at that point. But today, we can buy in-place properties from, you know, owners who've gotten in trouble on the mortgages, or something is off with the property, and they can come in there and improve it. And I think the with Sigular Guff, it's important to know where each firm is getting their information. But with Sigular Guff, a lot of it is partnering with underlying funds, and they would call that finding a local sharpshooter, finding somebody who's integrated in the local markets, making an investment in the fund, so it really is a fund-to-fund structure, but then reserving a large amount of the capital at the Sigular Guff level for co-investment. So if that underlying developer, that underlying partner finds a big deal but it's too big for their fund, they're going to come back to Sigular Guff and say, would you like to partner with me on this one property? And that's about 40% of the Sigular Guff fund will be in the co-investment. So that's how they get their deal flow. With Oak Tree, it's a much larger group of people. They were divided in about 6 different silos, real estate specialties. Oak Tree would say if any one of those channels gets shut down, if the commercial real or if the office real estate market is shut down, we go to mortgages. If mortgages are bad, we can look at Europe and that sort of thing, and they can play off the relative value analysis there. So I think there's still a fairly decent opportunity set, but it's diminishing. It's still there. It's diminishing.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Nothing wrong with 15%.
On the Sigula, they refurbish the, say, the shopping centers that they buy and then sell them, or?
Yeah, they would stabilize an investment. Let's say it's a shopping center. They're probably going to go in there and re-tenant it, change the mix, making it basically buy a complicated property, make it a simple to understand
right,
property.
Like basically, buy, say, a Class C property, make it a Class B property, and then
sell it on.
And then sell it off.
Yeah. And there's still a lot of demand from the core real estate market and the REIT market. There's still a lot of money that's being pushed into those spaces for what is considered broadly safe yield. I don't personally see a lot of safety in it. I think it's risky, but there's a lot of institutional retail capital is still flowing into that less levered end of the real estate market, more stabilized end of the real estate market. And so we're still seeing, you know, the progression of you buy something that's got a problem, you fix the problem, you sell it on at a higher price.
Sell it off.
Isn't that kind of what Long Wharf's doing?
You know, to a certain extent, it's what all our real estate managers are doing. Right. These ones are just, don't look to these folks for development. Don't look for them to buy something and completely refurbish it. Look for them to buy something that's got a broken capital structure, fix the capital structure, and move on. They don't necessarily need to fill it up. They could fill it up, you know, to two-thirds full and sell it on. They're going to be buying these at lower prices than what our value add and even somewhat what their opportunistic managers are going to be buying.
So would the returns come faster or same commitments?
I wouldn't necessarily say the returns would come faster. It just look at these as a lower and lower valuation at the entry point. They're going to make more money on the purchase than on the sale. Some of our other managers are going to make more money on the sale. They're going to create value. Their value add is basically you buy something, you improve it, you sell it on. This, with distressed, you're getting in there. There's something wrong with the property, either the property itself or the capital structure on the property or the tenant mix, that you can take advantage of this, buy it, you know, just fix a few things and sell it on without putting as much into it. Does it happen faster? It can. I wouldn't necessarily underwrite that it would happen faster. Any other questions, or we'll go ahead and bring Sigular Guff in.
Okay. Yeah, we're supporting. Okay.
You're supposed to be loud.
No, thank you.